Hi, everybody. Welcome to Babs Buzz. I can't believe a month has gone by. It's gone by so fast. It kind of freaked me out a little bit. I thought the month was going to start out very slowly because pitches had been slow to go out and answers had been slow to come back. But that changed very rapidly, like by day five. Welcome back. There's a lot going on. I want to tell you about coverage, mostly because it's been a hot topic lately. I'm going to tell you how I got into coverage, how I got to know it well. Ed had to teach me what was going on, and the fastest way he could teach me what was going on with scripts was to simply show me what didn't work vis-a-vis coverage. We had the writer's strike to deal with, so I had a good solid year almost of downtime. And during that downtime, I learned a lot about what scripts should and should not read like. And the way I learned that was by reading them, requesting coverage, looking what the notes said, and then comparing them to what I saw. And sometimes I would agree with coverage and sometimes I wouldn't. But here's what was critical about coverage for someone like me who came from a public relations and novel editing and novel writing background. It taught me a lot about what kind of instrument a script actually is. And that to me was fascinating, to realize that you had to boil things down to some very, very, very hot visuals, very, very succinct dialogue, very, very catchy, lots of forward momentum, lots of upping tension line by line by line, page by page, because of course you're limited pretty much to 120 pages. I mean, if a page of script is roughly a minute of shoot time, well, then you've got your work cut out for you, don't you? So let's talk about coverage. The first thing I'm going to draw your attention to is Wikipedia. Wikipedia has a great definition of coverage. I can't even touch it. But I'm going to touch on it slightly because what they do is they, of course, look at it from a very forensic point of view. That's fine. Perfect. I'm going to touch on some of the things that I learned from talking to other agents just for you guys. I called some other agents this month and some writers that I know and some actors who are taking, they're wetting their toes into screenwriting. Ooh, that sounds kind of cool. All right. So this to me is one of the finest companies out there. Now, by way of disclosure, I do want to tell you that he was my client for one script for a very short time. The guy clearly can write. I met him in Southern California when I was down there on a business trip. I had to go to several different production companies, and I met Brian O'Malley. Brian O'Malley owns ScreenplayReaders.com. Now, ScreenplayReaders.com was turned on to me by Debbie Scott. Debbie Scott is one of my junior Yodas. She's a writer, but she basically helped with Ed. The two of them instructed me on how to do what I'm doing. And they helped me get my sea legs very, very quickly, which was nice. Brian O'Malley is a witty, intelligent, extremely sharp young man. He is a writer. He is a director. He knows the craft of screenwriting very well, and a lot of big companies use his company, ScreenplayReaders.com. You can't beat it, and I don't want to sound like a commercial, but the truth is, when you get right down to it, this kind of is. It's a commercial for him, mostly because the guy knows what he's doing. His business model works. You send in a few bucks, he sends out a critique to one of his, readers, and they give you a critique. Now, you've got pass, consider, and recommend. I have seen many notes in my lifetime so far, in the scant 5 years I've been doing this. ScreenplayReaders.com gives very intelligent, comprehensive, based on in the trenches experience for notes. They're very, very good at what they do. So I highly recommend ScreenplayReaders.com. Brian O'Malley is a nice guy. He also has a terrific book out. I think you can download a PDF. It's very inexpensive. Oh man, it's so cool. It's a super fast read. I think it's called 26 Secrets on Screenwriting, and he tells you the tips about screenwriting from the producer's point of view. It's really cool. He uses his own voice, of course, but one of the things I think that you need to know about screenwriting in general is that when you pitch something, it's going to constantly be rewritten. People are always tweaking a scene, even up to the time that you're shooting. If you're not ready for rewrites, if you're not ready to get stuff cut, if you're not ready to fix something on a dime, I highly recommend you reconsider this business. This is a very expensive business, shooting a film. It's a big deal. There's a lot of bodies involved, and I personally had gotten smacked down twice this month from writers who were unproduced, who gave me royal grief for giving them my 2 cents worth, well, with inflation, my nickel's worth. But the truth of the matter is I was trying to look out for them. Now, let's talk about that for a minute. How do you trust who's giving you the coverage. You really can't. That's the beauty of it. You don't know what you don't know about your own script. It's like having, you know, the wrong shirt on you got the right tie, but with the right pants, but the shirt isn't right. Or I like Coke Heels in Shock and my friend can't stand it, but she loves escargot. And I think escargot in the garbage. So, I mean, people have different tastes. One of my writers said to me, Brian O'Malley said to me, "Hey, Barb, you know, one of the things we try not to do is we kind of try not to do what you do. You're the agent. You can be the cheering section. That's not what we're about. We don't sit back there and go, you can do it. You can do it. That's not why we're here. We're here to help them surgically analyze to bring to market that which they've submitted. And Brian's company does a really great job. You can shoot him an email and he's pretty good about answering people too. He's a doll. Don't abuse the privilege. Obviously, it's Brian O'Malley, screenplayreaders.com. Jason, as you know, one of my writers, he said that, I love this comment when he said, it's not really the responsibility of the agent to make the writer feel good about the coverage or, you know, talk them in off the ledge necessarily, although he's, you know, you kind of do have to do that with your clients. But, his suggestion is that writing is so intense and it's such a difficult market. I'm quoting Jason now, that if you can't receive criticism and analyze it for its merits, he urges you to pick a different craft because this is the only way that stories are actually refined. And Jason has told me point blank, sometimes I receive critiques in an attempt really to tailor my script to that particular flavor of the month, and I can tell right away when that's happening. So what he's saying is, the more coverage you get, the more you learn what's credible and what's not. And then all of a sudden, guess what you've got? You've got a holy cow moment. You go, wow, look at that. Maybe I didn't think of that. Ooh, that's a great idea. I have had writers say to me, I'm so glad, Barbara, you sent me for coverage. My script wasn't anywhere near ready to show you. I'm so embarrassed. And I will immediately respond to that writer, never be embarrassed about trying to fix something. Don't be like that. Why? Because you're competing against some of the best writers in the world. There's 12 to 15,000 of them in the Writers Guild. Hello? You got to up your game. You can't just say thick as a brick. You got to rewrite cliches and you got to, you know, pay attention to your own words and content on the page. One of my other clients, Craig Saban, he's got a kind of a big picture in the pipeline right now. It's kind of exciting. Hopefully it'll fund before I turn 90. He said, all of this is really about relationships. I love this part of his comment to me when I asked him about coverage. He said, some relationships don't work out because you can't help everyone, especially people who do not want help. And that's when the writer can short circuit. But it's at that time that his friends and family, those people he trusts, clearly not certain agents or certain coverage companies, it's at that time where he should realize that his professional identity, his or her professional identity, is being forged. That identity is being forged right now. Professional habits are being forged right now. And how you react to someone trying to help you and tell you that the world is a little different than what you have on the page here, how can you possibly take the intense scrutiny during development if you can't stomach coverage and notes? So you got to think about this. Now, I'm not telling you to, you know, take every single note personally, and I'm not telling you to take every single note as though it's written in stone. What I'm telling you is use your head. It's like anything else. The more you do it, the better you get at it. Script Quacked, I think it's called Script Quack, is Craig Saban's company. They're doing okay. RichardBroadhurst.com, he's one of my clients. By the way, about a couple of people who aren't my clients and a couple of people who are my clients. Yes, I am giving them commercials. I trust them and like them. You should too. They have earned the trust of the community at large. Obviously you can get coverage anywhere you want. Script Pimp is out there. They're terrific. There's some great companies. Just Google top 10 coverage companies and you'll find ones you like. If screenplay readers, if you want to get someone who's too close to me, although I highly recommend you try them out of the gate if you've never gotten coverage before. Because here's the thing. When I ask someone for coverage, I've told this to the writers that I ask for coverage. I tell them, don't worry if you get a pass. I've signed two writers and gotten one option of those two writers. Both have gotten passes. That's when I will kick in some notes and help get you where you need to be, where I think you need to be, or I'll recommend someone who can help you. RichardBroadhurst.com, he's just a gem. He's an actor. The guy's just great. He says, my favorite thing is to give coverage to other writers because I know the craft. I know what they're up against. So that kind of empathy is really, really lovely. Lynn said to me, Barbara, the great thing about coverage is I want to make sure that the beats that I don't want anyone to miss are not missed. Perfect strangers will tell you where beats misfire. And that's what Lynn really offers to the table. She said, look, the beats are professional readers are looking for beats. You'll hear them talk this way. Well, what's a beat? We're going to need a bigger boat. That's a beat. Okay. That's a perfect beat. What's a beat? It must be something we haven't seen yet. You know, that kind of thing. And that's from Aliens and Jaws. I think you know that. I think coverage at the studio level is a lot different because they offer notes if they're going to be involved in the script. I'm not going to get into notes right now because that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how to learn and analyze script coverage from a company. Look at, here's the great thing about script coverage. It's going to show you what your script looks like through different eyes, someone you'll never meet. So your ego doesn't really have to take a hammering. If you want to, you know, submit yourself to sort of this sort of smacking yourself over the head, do it in the mirror and you'll make yourself laugh because you probably realize you look a little funny. Good coverage will show the big picture. It shows you things. It gives you insights about your characters that you may not have seen. It gives you a way to analyze what your characters should be saying when they're really not saying it. I have a friend who helps me read. She's really, really, really very sweet. She goes, you know, Barbara, this is just so flat. Now, she doesn't offer professional coverage, but she knows what entertains her. That's a little different. You can get friends and family to help you. But I don't recommend you do that. And I only recommend you do that when you want, you know, maybe some editing and stuff. And here's why. It takes practice to read a script. You got to read them a lot. I read them every day. I tell writers, you want to write well, read at least a script a week. That's really a great way for you to learn what the craft of screenwriting should look like on the page. Notes can really be helpful from producers and that kind of thing. Of course, I don't want you doing rewrites for free, guys. You really shouldn't be doing that. That's only when you're trying to get an agent. You're doing a lot of things usually for nothing. But if a producer says, hey, you know, you need to rewrite this for me and da-da-da-da-da, you know, shoot me an email and let's talk about it because I don't want you guys working for free. That's really not right. Unless you're going to get, you know, an option out of it, then that's a little different. You know, if the producer says, hey, I'll work with you on it, but I want to avoid development hell. And that's what this is all about. Look, the bottom line is when you want a script read, what you're saying to the world is I would like actors to say these words and to do them in front of the public. That's huge. When you're asking an actor to put his or her reputation on the line, you've got to think clearly and well about character voice, how the story is moving from page to page, where the tension is, and coverage is such a wonderful way. I mean, guys, gals, it's such a great way to show you what's misfiring, what you may have missed. I had I sent one of my scripts from one of my writers over to Ryan Lee. As you know, I signed Ryan Lee for Beyond the Mountain. Ryan Lee is a reader. That's all he does. He reads all day, every day. This is probably why he's a good writer. It's my guess. Phil is the same way. You know, he's reading all the time. And, you know, these are good writers right here, these two guys. Well, when I sent it over to Ryan, Ryan goes, you know, this guy's got a really good voice, but this misfired, this misfired, this misfired. And hey, what happened here? And I went, oh my gosh, I've read this script at least 5 or 6 times and I missed it. So when I missed, I love getting my work second guessed and checked out because it just makes me that much of a better reader. It makes me a better agent. It makes me sharper when I'm negotiating. It allows me to ask for more money for you, which is one of my favorite things to do. So don't think that just because I'm firing at you to fix this and fix that and fix this and that I'm being difficult when I ask you to do that. If you're my client, you're not my client. You can do what you want, but my clients know. Now, as you know, I've mentioned this in the past. There's a couple of my clients. I really don't push too hard because they're prepared to defend what I don't care for. And if they can prove it to me, I will sidestep them. That's fine. It doesn't matter. It's not about who's winning. It's not about who's losing. What it's about is getting the picture to its closest possible point to sell. Now let's talk about that for a minute. What coverage will show you, and this is the main thing I love about coverage, is how to avoid development hell. Hopefully one of my clients is going to be speaking to you guys about what's involved in developing a picture. From where I sit and what I've learned about show business in the last 5 years in terms of filmmaking and what's involved, what I know you could fit in a cup. Most of the people that I talk to, what they know you could fit in a thimble. So you could see I have a lot to learn because a cup is only 8 ounces. That means I have a lot to learn and I learn every single day. What do? I go to people who know. I inquire among people who know what they're doing and what they're talking about. And I ask questions over and over and over again. I asked this one particular producer, I said, well, what about da, 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 da? He goes, oh, that's a great question. I don't know. Let me find out. The producer didn't know. So he went to someone who knows. This is an evolving process. It's, you know, writing, it's so organic. It really, really is. Don't you think? I think so. I love writing pitches for people. I love pitching over the phone. I really enjoy it. I love getting excited about stories and telling people, oh man, you got to read what I just read. You're not going to believe it. Once you get into page 20, you're going to have a hard time putting it down. I even get irritated when I got to go to the bathroom, you know? So one of the things I really like is, you know, getting pulled in by the story narrative. It's a very exciting thing for me to do. I read a script called Blood Drive. It's about this vampire who, it's about this cab driver who drives around this vampire. And that's the one that Ryan gave us notes on. I mean, the notes he gave us just took the script to a whole new level. My client is delighted. He's like, oh, this is a great suggestion. Why didn't I think of that? You know, and Ryan said, no worries. I got your back. So my client, Robert Powers, who's completely jazzed about this picture, and so am I, because it's 2 solid hours. It's really a hoot, actually. It's considered a drama, but it's really not because it's got some great jokes in it. He really rallied. This particular writer, Robert Powers, he's on the East Coast. He's building his portfolio. He's got a comedy. He's got a rom-com. He's got this. He's got that. I like to deal with writers who have different voices for different genre. It's so much fun. When I talk to Craig Clyde, he'll send me The Chinese General and I'll sit down and I'll read it. And as I'm reading it, I'll think of, you know, Chris Crow in the lead or Christopher Bale. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder what the coverage notes looked like when they first got Batman. You know, or I would love to see the coverage notes when they first got their hands on Indiana Jones. Because if you go to simplyscripts.com and you download Top Gun, it's so different than the film. So I'm wondering how those notes moved, you know, how the square moved from place to place, you know. It's very interesting to me how that whole process unfolds and who's involved in touching what and saying what and who pointed to who and who got to write the last line there. You know, to me, that's kind of what matters. You know, who was smart enough to step back and go, look, here's the vision. It's probably the director and say, hi, I know what I want here. Write it. Give it to me. That when you read Indiana Jones, it's so different from the film. When I read Jaws, the novel, and I saw the film, I went, wow, this is kind of interesting. The director in my mind, and I knew nothing about screenwriting back then. It was just really intuitive. I thought to myself, the director was smart enough to know that the star of the show was the shark, you know, not the drama playing out between the people, although that's what moves the story forward. So you get to know these folks and their hows and whys they're doing. I would have loved to have seen some of the coverage notes for that. There's a thing circulating. Maybe Michael can find it. I hope he can. I'm running out of time. I can't believe how fast this time goes when I spend with you guys. I have so much fun and I look so forward to doing this with you. And then time flies by. I saw on the internet, someone sent to me this really cool thing. It was the opening page of The Godfather. And it's got all these notes on it from various people. You can't have Marlon Brando say that. It's Marlon Brando, for God's sake. No one will believe this. There's no action here. What's going on? This is too dark. I have that on my on the wall of my office. It frequently reminds me just how coverage should be viewed and notes should be viewed. While coverage is important and we really use it as a tool to learn, I mean, don't we? I know I do. It really is, you put on the page what you want. If you can live with your decision, if you can defend yourself for that scene and prove it to someone like me or defend it to someone like Tom Hanks, then you've got a good debate going. I mean, you know, there's a the broken cup argument that I had with Jason. I'm not the broken cup, the coffee cup in the bathroom. I couldn't get past it. And he's like, get over it. And I said, no, I don't want that coffee cup in that bathroom. And his wife says, well, you know, I'm a mom, I multitask, so the coffee cup stays in the bathroom. I go, okay, fine. And eventually he took the coffee cup out. But you see how silly it can get? It can get really, I mean, if we don't take ourselves that seriously that we go, oh my God, the coffee cup, it's not about the coffee cup. It had nothing to do with that. I know writers. One of my strengths is knowing when to back off. I get a good sense of when to back off. But you're the one that has to be prepared to live with your decision. And that's why it's not just the writing, the rewriting, the erasing, the editing, the coverage. That's why the table read helps you. So that if you get coverage from someone and they say pass, now you're sitting there going, you throw your hands up and you go, okay, now what? Well, you got a couple of choices. You can set the project down. You can start your rewrites. Or you can go to a script doctor and say, here's a couple of $1,000, fix it. I want it sold, and they won't take a credit. Whatever your decision is, you can post questions on the board. I might be able to guide you around some financial landmines, you know. I'm not a financial expert, but I can tell you, based on my experience, I know pretty much what's legitimate and what is not. And you guys do too. I mean, you know, the buyer beware, use your head, do your, you know, use your Google. Try to find out the best coverage companies that you want to use. I told you the ones I like. There's others out there. I'm not beholden to any one company. That's the beauty of what I do. Ultimately, it's my coverage that matters, whether I sign them or not. Now, that doesn't matter. I have many scripts that may never see the light of day because they just are not big pictures. I have several dramas written by a particular writer, Richard Broadhurst. He's highly skilled. He wrote a script called Over Easy. I fell in love with the script. When I read the last page, I cried. This is a very hard script to sell. In my mind, a long time ago, I really wanted Kirstie Alley as the star, but she had been going through some difficulties and her weight was a challenge and she had some personal problems. But Kirstie Alley has very serious, very solid chops. And because she's heavier, it was a challenge. So I called her manager and I said, listen, I'd really like her to read this. I know she's having some challenges, but if something should change, and even if it doesn't, she'd be adorable in this role. I mean, so what if the chick is Zoftic? Who cares? The story is the story is the story. The story is what makes you turn the page. The story is what makes you make the popcorn. Story is what makes you put your feet up, turn your phone off, sit next to your honey, get nice and scrunched in the chair, and watch TV and go to the movies. That's what it is. The story is the tug. So Richard wrote these, he's written these several of these wonderful dramas, and it's very hard to get them placed. That's changing slightly. People are looking now for more stories with more resonance, more gravitas, more grit to them. Things like Hereafter. You know, I mean, obviously, if you're Clint Eastwood, you're going to get something greenlit. But by the way, I want to send props out to one of my clients, if that's okay, you guys. I'd like to send props out to Jim Starr. One of my clients is directing a documentary. It's about Morgan Freeman and the Invictus. I think it's called Uncomparable. And anyway, it's going to be airing in November on A&E, so I do hope you'll support that effort. It would be very nice if you were to watch it. I know everyone loves Morgan Freeman. I think he's just marvelous. When I had written a short story that turned into a novel some time ago called America's Guest, and that in that particular story, I had in my mind as I was sketching out the character, I had Denzel Washington in my head to play the role of God, because I thought it would have been perfect. And that smile that he has, it's just that smile of his is just so, it's so inviting, and it's got such a diamond quality to it. Well, later Bruce Almighty came out with Morgan Freeman as God, and I thought, ooh, he's really a better God than Denzel. Denzel's just a hunk, you know, but Denzel would have been great. But America's Guest is now being developed as a feature, which is really exciting. And Jason has a picture being developed, Submission. It's about a fighter. That's very exciting. A real fighter is going to be in it. That's the rumor anyway. So things are happening. Things are loosening up. So how does that all come back to coverage? When you're in production, you're going to have notes. That's the nature of the beast. It's what we do. And it's how we do it. It's how we get it done. So don't freak out when someone says, I really don't like this. This sounds too preachy. This doesn't really sound right. This is misfiring. Don't say to yourself, is she saying that I suck? No, of course not. I don't even know you. Use your head. I'm telling you that based on my experience, there's something not right here. This guy who's directing this documentary, he just sent me a hit. The whole thing needs to be rewritten. He didn't even flinch. He's like, okay, what do you see right? What do you see wrong? I told him. He's like, yeah, yeah, okay, okay, okay. Oh, those are all good points. Is he going to use all of them? Maybe. But he knows what he's got to do now to make it more marketable. So when I gave him coverage and I gave him notes, he responded in the affirmative. I miss you guys when I don't talk to you each week. This monthly thing is really nice for me scheduling wise. I don't know that I could do it any more often, but you guys know you can find me on the thread, and I can't believe I'm running out of time. You can find me on the thread anytime you need me. We're going to do a slightly different thing for you guys, and Michael's aware of this, and Michael's the boss. So when Michael says jump, I say how high and through which hoop. I'm not going to respond to people if it's a pass. You won't hear from me. What I will be doing is I will be giving you a question or giving you a comment based on what you send me if I'd like to go further. Is that all right with you guys? I do hope so. Let me tell you, I am jazzed to be helping you. This is an honor for me. And guess what? Because I'm in the business and I touch all these different people all the time, I meet all these new people, I can bring them to Simply Scripts and you can talk to them and email them and learn from them. And look at how exciting this can all be for all of us. So what if we're not, you know, selling multi-million dollar picture deals? Oh God, I can't believe I said that. I want to sell multi-million dollar picture deals. Whether I get the lead from Inktip or Sony Escape, it doesn't matter to me. I'm in the business of hawking scripts. That is what I do. I write the deal. How passionate are you? How excited are you about your story? How marketable is your story? What's your hook? Can your hook reach multiple demographics? Really? If so, prove it to me. Fix your script. Get coverage. Do your rewrites. Invest in eraser stock. Use your head. Don't let your heart trip up your writing momentum. This is Babs for Babs Buzz, reminding you, and yet again, to write, to rewrite, and don't forget to enjoy and live your life. Peace.